You see, there were three main columns of march through the section. If I have three, if I am not mistaken, the best I know, there were three. And one detachment went to Louisville. And one was following and tearing up the Central of Georgia Railroad, destroying the Central. And the third went on the other side of Williamson Swamp Creek, see? Mm-hmm. And I think they all joined up at Milling, maybe.
Yeah, I've seen that marker down below Wadley, I think, first those.
Well, no, there's one right in the city park.
Right. Now, see, I don't know when I read that. Was it a long time ago? We take those for granted, I think, too much.
We do.
Because if they weren't there, people would fuss, but I think you wouldn't find that many that read them.
So well, now, read the memoirs of one of his aides that was traveling with him, and he doesn't mention Bartow as Bartow, neither does he mention Spear Tonight, Hitchcock's diary. So he was.
Was there anything destroyed in Bartow?
Not
by the.
Not that I know of.
That you, you know, that you know.
Not that I know of.
Well, that General Woods Ford outside, between here and Bartow.
Oh, yes.
Was that?
He's a Revolutionary War General.
Revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. And he came from Virginia originally.
Was that an American fort?
It was just his.
Just
it was a blockhouse, yeah, that he built for the protection of his family and his neighbors.
Oh, I see.
To take refuge from the Indians.
More Indians than nothing.
Hostile Creek Indians. I have a very interesting letter that he wrote to the governor in Augusta asking for protection and telling of an incident that had taken place up there. I had that thing published in the paper. You didn't read it. That General Solomon Wood wrote to the governor of Augusta asking for help down here on the frontier.
Well, do you remember, especially, I guess, with the railroad, did you do any traveling as a child? Get to go?
Oh, yes.
Where did you go?
Oh, we went on an excursion to Savannah and Tybee on Sunday sometimes, and that was our only mode of travel other than, you know, running around in the 1915 after you got the car. But for many, many years, there were no highways, and while we went to Augusta in that car, it was really an undertaking with no paved roads.
I guess so.
And our main method of travel was on the Central Georgia Railroad.
Go to Atlanta or?
No, never went to Atlanta until I was married, had a child.
Went
never
to
went
Savannah.
To Atlanta, we went to Savannah.
Was that because of the time of day of the trial?
No, I guess it was because my mother was born there. We were brought up to love Savannah and still do.
Right, so that was where you were brought
up? Well, then too, it was the beach. You see, they would have a special what they call an excursion train down.
Oh.
And it was special rates, you see, on Sunday. And the train came through Bartow a little bit before daylight. And you could buy an excursion ticket when you got to the depot in Savannah. Then you got to ride on a streetcar over to the Tybee Depot. It was Tybee in those days, it wasn't Savannah Beach. And then you got on the little oil-burning train with the cane seats to drive out, you know, go out to Tybee, the 25 miles to Tybee Island.